Jeff racing side by side for second off turn two. Here comes Junior Kenseth spinning off turn two.
Jeff Gordon and Matt Kenseth spinning down the middle of the back straightaway. Matt Kenseth lost control of the car. He and Jeff Gordon got together. They go spinning into the corner in turn number three.
Gordon's car is absolutely demolished down there on the inside of turn two, Rob Albright.
I don't know if you guys saw that wreck. I watched about the last 40 laps of that race last night, and
I haven't heard any report on how Jeff was doing. I heard that Tony had some numbness in his legs, but how was Jeff?
Jeff, he can afford to heal. He'll be okay.
I was just wondering, Steve, you played that twice. Do you get justification out of hearing Jeff Gordon wreck? Are you one of those?
Yeah.
Good thing.
I am. But, you know, he's so happy now with his new wife and his new baby. And
you sound like my buddy.
I know. It's pretty rough, huh? Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts and Machine. Thanks again to Joe for re-upping. Thanks again to Warren from Sandblasters Incorporated. I did speak to Warren today.
Good.
I had heard, actually I called out to Longacre to make sure and get glycerol lined up. Gary answered the phone. He told me that Warren had some issues. But Warren is back. He's got a lot of tests to go through, but I think it was just so cool that at the Roadster show, they said, come on, we're taking you to dinner. And sure enough, it was a banquet for the Washington Hot Rod Association Hall of Fame. So
that man works very hard.
Oh, I know. He's so great. Pacific Raceways is not a little facility down in Kent, Washington. It is a massive facility down there. And they have just gone through so many improvements this year and last year. And I thought it was cool to bring a longtime friend of mine who I'm going to start off the introduction with, that she is the 1997 Early Modified Rookie of the Year.
Oh, my gosh.
Beating out none other than Rob Touche, which I still use to this day.
Good.
11 years later when I have to have the final say in a conversation with Rob. But Tracy Brandenburg joins us. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing good, thank you.
It's good to see you. And Joe Benedetti decided to come up with us. Joe's been on the show, I think once, haven't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking when you guys were putting a road race together for the Northwest Tour. But Tracy, I'm so proud of you for what you've got. You've got a pretty lofty title there at Pacific Raceways. What are your duties?
Well, we're short staffed, so you kind of pick up where needed. But right now, I'm the marketing director, and I handle all the media, advertising, sponsorship, events. So I've been traveling out of town to try to bring in more national events out there. So we can actually bring more spectators into the facility and have some more fun things to be watching for the fans. So we do a lot of things.
What have you got ready to go for 2008, and then what is still kind of being constructed? Because I think you know one area I really want to go.
I know.
Yeah.
For 2008, an event we brought back in was the ASA Northwest Tour, which is sponsored by Blue Water Wireless and NOS Energy Drink, and that's going to be on June 6th and 7th. So that'll be a Friday night and a Saturday night race under the lights for the road course, which will be a first out there.
Mm-hmm.
For 2009, for sure, of course, we have our NHRA, Shucks NHRA Nationals out there during July.
Mm-hmm.
But 2009, we'll also have Pink's All Out, which should be coming back in. We have some other events coming in, but I can't really talk about those yet because they're not.
There's no signed contracts,
yeah.
Right?
but there's going to be a lot of great things going on out at our facility, which is going to be great for everybody, including what you're probably going to bring up, the circle track
yes.
situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are we at on that?
Where are we at? Not there yet.
Okay. Joe's handling that part of it.
No. we are going to be having a circle track out there, and we are looking at more of a 3/8 mile out there.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of projection as far as
we
what year?
We are looking at 2010, okay. 2011. Like most everybody knows, is none of the money comes out of the taxpayers' dollars. It's all out of the gravel at our facility, so it kind of takes a little bit more time to get production underway on getting things built out there, but it is a sure thing that we want to bring out to our facility to offer to the racers. So
now I know that there has been just a hideous amount of improvements, a lot of it to the drag racing area.
Correct.
Did you what I don't know. I've heard a couple of things about what happened to the drag racing area, but what really has changed to make that a way more efficient facility and more fan-friendly?
Well, we've installed new grandstands, so now our seating capacity is up to 30,000 spectators.
Woohoo!
We've resurfaced the whole drag strip, both lanes. We completely blacktopped the whole pit area. We've blacktopped Nitro Alley for when NHRA comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So we've cleaned the facility up. We've done some major renovations out there, and we have a world champ shifter cart track that's coming back in. Well, that's going to be in. That's, we're looking at that being finished up in midsummer, so we'll be able to do supermoto out there, the shifter carts. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a feeling, and you and I have known each other for a while. when you're going to tell everybody you're going to work late at night, right? You've got so much stuff to do. How many times have you ever just found something to just absolutely tear up that road course on just by yourself with no one there? Have you ever done it?
You want me to tell you the honest truth?
Yeah.
I took Joe's car out. No, he let me take it out, and I had heels on, and I had his driver's suit on. I couldn't reach nothing, and let me tell you, you want to talk about looking horrible and can't drive, that's me.
So, girl.
Hey, you do what you can when you got the opportunity.
Yeah, you got the chance. See, that's one thing I've always thought would be kind of cool about having a racetrack, and especially high up in the food chain, that you could go out there and putz around, and I imagine employee play days are probably quite fun out there.
Yeah, you know what? My play day now is actually the motocross track. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You're catching some air?
A little cheaper, too.
Tracy, there was a Northwest Tour race out there. I'm sure Joe competed in it, if I remember right, and Michael Waltrip was out there and all that kind of stuff. That was a pretty...
extravagant.
Yeah, it was pretty extravagant. Is the event that you're trying to put together at that level, or are you trying to get it started, if you could share it and compare maybe?
It won't be at that level, but it's going to be a major event that we want to build off of. We want to have like a battle of the bands out there. We have NOS bringing in their nationwide car they're going to be bringing out. So we're really looking at making this, we're calling it an open invitational because the rules pretty much apply to most of the stock cars and late models out there. So we're trying to bring everybody's involvement into the race. So we're looking at it being pretty big.
It's pretty exciting. It's going to be a points race for the Tour?
It is going to be a points race for the Tour. It's going to be a $35,000 purse, $800 to take the green, $5,000 to win. So even though you might not be thinking you're going to come out there and take that checker flag in first place, we really want it to be worth the driver's time to come out there and at least experience it.
Well, I know that you've worked very hard at this event, I'm sure. I know you were at Yakima last year talking about it at a pit meeting. I recollect that. And it's pretty cool you're doing that for the sport and helping. Was it hard to convince the facility to put together a Tour race for us?
It was. Just because past experience, I think everyone was really on a tight rein on being able to promote it and how much time they had to promote it. And I kind of said, let's try to give this thing one more chance, give everybody time to get their get their cars ready.
Mm-hmm.
I really tried to meet with a lot of the tracks and everyone's schedule to make sure that we had at least 2 weeks before our event and 2 weeks after for the drivers to get their cars changed over. Because it is time-consuming to run that event.
And special under the lights.
Yes, that's going to be
exciting.
Yes, that's going to be a fun race, I think, for fans and drivers. So yeah. Here's one next to me. That's your opinion.
He's being very quiet.
Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna change that. Joe, have you got your car ready to go for that big show?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. I was fortunate enough to win the last stock car road race out there. Was that 2 summers ago?
That was when she was wearing heels.
She was my main competition.
Yeah.
But car rolled out of the trailer and into the shop, and it's been sitting there on 4 flat tires ever since.
Oh, my God.
I know, that's kind
of a little outdated. I remember asking you one time, Joe, that at that race, the one that where they brought Michael Waltrip in, and I remember asking you specifically, when you were coming off out of, I think it was, turn 11, turn 10, what it was, going out onto the drag strip, and you guys looked looked like so unbelievably fast. I could see the whites in your eyes through your helmet. And I remember when I asked you if it was just as scary being outside watching you guys as it was inside, and you said you had never been that fast before. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that well. That, you know, everybody told me to be faster. You have to flat foot through turn one.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I did that, you know, you have that whole long straightaway, and when you get on the straightaway, you're already doing probably 100, 110, and then you just accelerate for the next half a mile, and you're supposed to leave your foot flat on the gas through turn one, which is a right-hander, which is unnatural for a guy like me.
Yeah.
So you have all that time to think about it, and you're just accelerating and accelerating and accelerating, and the tension builds, and you're just telling your right foot not to move, and you're just going to grab a handful of wheel and crank the thing right. And the first time you do it, that's the biggest adrenaline rush I've ever gotten in a race car, I think. It was so much so that once I made it through and I didn't kill myself, I just started laughing because it was so fun. And, you know, that was under the old tour rules. And last time we raced there, I got to put a big carburetor on my tour motor.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're putting out about 70 or 80 more horsepower, and we dropped quite a bit more gear out of it. And I think we're carrying about 20 more miles an hour through turn one. And once you get comfortable with that, it is just so much fun to go blasting through turn one flat out at 185. It is just cool.
Hey, Joe, what would be the chance of maybe you putting in a second seat in that, giving your old buddy Steve a ride?
You know, that's something that I've been thinking about quite a bit for the last year or so.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a project that's gonna be on the horizon here.
All right. Tracy, when do you guys get fired off for the 2008 season, no matter what the class, no matter what you got going on?
Actually, we're underway right now, but our Performance Corner ET Bracket Race is going to be our opener, which is going to be April 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Cool. And what website can one get onto to find out the unbelievable schedule at Pacific Raceways?
www.pacificraceways.com.
Uh-huh. You like your job?
I love my job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Galen's got one more quick one.
How do you like motorcycle racing?
You know what? It's fun. It's quicker to fix your bike, but it's a lot longer to heal. But...